Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, the Labour Court has told Aer Lingus and the Irish Airline Pilots Association, or IALPA, that it will not be intervening in their pay dispute now, but will review the matter in July. This follows separate meetings that both the airline and IALPA had at the Labour Court today. Meanwhile, industrial action at Aer Lingus will still be going ahead as IALPA members begin an indefinite work to rule from midnight tonight, with an 8-hour strike planned for Saturday as well. We're joined now by Martin Kenny, who's a Sinn Féin TD and spokesperson on communications and transport. Martin, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Cormac.
Now, your party wants the Taoiseach to intervene in this dispute, but what could Simon Harris do?
Well, I think we're all very disappointed that we're in a situation where the Labour Court feels they can't do anything immediately. We had hoped that we would see all the parties around the table, and that's where this has to be resolved. It will only happen when they're sitting down, discussing the issues and talking to each other and working out a solution, and that's what we need to see happen. In previous disputes in the past, down, I suppose, the decades, we've seen situations where either the Minister or the Taoiseach has proactively got engaged and talked to the parties and brought them together and tried to resolve situations which are of national interest. And this is certainly one that is of national interest.
That's maybe when the state has a stake in Aer Lingus, not now.
Well, we have thousands of people around the country who have, you know, booked their holidays, who have trips abroad, who are people coming into the country, tourists, and we have a huge sector across the length and breadth of the country that are depending on those tourists for to try and make a living over the summer. And, you know, this dispute is going to cause absolute turmoil for them, and that needs to be recognised. So it's in the national interest for to try and resolve this situation.
I think everyone understands that. Yeah, every single passenger who's going to be affected will recognise that and beyond as well. But you say in Sinn Féin that you want the Taoiseach to intervene. How?
Well, I think the Taoiseach could pick up the phone and talk to the two parties, first of all, and discuss with them and press to them the gravity of the situation, that they need to get this situation resolved and bring them together and hopefully get a solution. Because ultimately, Cormac, at the end of the day, it's going to be resolved with some kind of a dispute resolution mechanism, which will mean that there will have to be a deal ironed out. And that deal can only be ironed out when people are communications. And that means they have to be together in the same room talking to each other to make that happen. And I think the sooner that happens, the sooner we get to a situation where hopefully these strikes can be averted and we can get people back travelling again and resolve the situation.
Is there any statutory influence or power or provision that the Taoiseach could lean on in those calls?
There isn't really at the moment, but at the same time, you know, I think the influence of the Taoiseach as the leader of the country under these circumstances is something that they can bring to bear on it. There's no reason why the Taoiseach can't actually pick up the phone and talk to the two parties and impress on them the absolute need for to get this situation resolved. The Labour Court has done its best up to now, but it's back to there. It will need to go, and they need to be in the same room talking together to resolve this issue.
Do you think the pilots should be paid more?
I don't think it's I or any other commentator, if you like, for to dictate what the pilots' pay claim should be. It's up to them for to work that out. Mm. Of course, you know, there's the amount of money that's been paid. There's also over the time scale that has been paid. There's also terms and conditions. There's also productivity. There's a whole range of things.
So you're not necessarily on the side of the workers here.
We're on the side of getting a solution. And certainly the workers have a valid pay claim, but it's up to the company for to sit down and negotiate
that. You think it is a valid pay claim?
I think every worker out there that has a valid pay claim deserves to get a negotiated settlement to it, and that has to be negotiated. I or you, Cormac, can't work that out for them. They have to work it out themselves.
It's interesting you say it's a valid pay claim. You say you think about 24% over a 3-year period is valid.
Well, that's something for them to work out among themselves, not for you or I to work out. I think it's valid that they look for a pay claim. What they look for, what they get at the end of it, may be different to what they look for in the beginning. But certainly we can't work that out. It's up to the people to get around the table and work that out. And the workers and the employers have to do that. And that can only happen by bringing them together to make that happen.
IAG, Martin Kenny, the airline's parent company, has said it's not going to supply Aer Lingus with any new planes until the pay row is resolved.
No, I think all this thing of heightening the stakes, you know, is not helpful. I think we need to get to a situation where people are around the table and discussing it in a private atmosphere where they can work out a solution. And that needs to happen. And that needs to happen as quickly as possible. And that's why we say, you know, that the Taoiseach and the government need to play a role in making that happen.
Yeah, but the strike then on Saturday, is it, announced by IALPA, that was heightening the stakes as well. Would you ask them to call that off?
Well, I think we can't ask anyone to do anything other than to get around the table and work out a solution. And in these circumstances, when people are around the table and they feel that there is a valid process in place, then we can seek to have people, you know, make changes to whatever plans they may have. But until that happens, I mean, we're in a flux here. I think we need to get that happening.
Why couldn't you? Because that's affecting, as you say, people going on holidays or making plans or whatever. Yeah. Why couldn't you say, please consider calling the strike off?
Because the workers have set out what they need to get. They need to get a solution to this. And the employer have also said that there needs to be a solution to this. If both parties want a solution, what both parties need to do is have that solution resolved by coming together and sitting around the table and working that out.
Yeah. What do you say then to the people from your own constituency?
Oh, there's thousands of them. They're in. I mean, people are really upset, annoyed. People are you know, looking forward to their holidays, have saved and scrimped and you know, put money together for to go abroad. Or indeed, people who are coming here, who are in business, who are depending on tourists coming into the country, are also, you know, in a really difficult situation because of this. And you know, the truth is, we shouldn't be here. These disputes should be settled a long time in advance, and we shouldn't be in a position now where we have, you know, imminent strikes happening in midsummer season.
People were holding out hope that the Labour Court would have a role here and that they could.
And they may still have.
They might in July. Yeah. They'll review it in July. So what happens now? What do you recommend? Back to the Workplace Relations Commission. Is that it?
Well, I think what we need to see is a level of flexibility and pragmatism on both sides where they can sit down and work this out. You know, heightening the tensions, you know, all of this stuff where one side is one demand on one thing and the other, all through the airways isn't a good way of doing it. What they need to do is get into a room together and work out a solution.
It seems to me that the government and the opposition are fairly impotent here in terms of resolving any of this. And this is a nightmare. Peak season, well, people making plans, business, hotels, yeah, cafes, right up and down the country are affected, and people up and down the country affected. And it's just amazing how impotent the political class is in trying to resolve it.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Cormac. What we need to get is the Taoiseach to use his considerable influence on all of these parties for to get them around the table, for to work out a solution to this. There is precedent of that in the past, and I think that can be done again.
Okay. Before I let you go, Martin Kenny, yes, and separately to the issue we're discussing here, the debt, as we've been discussing all day since the programme started at 4:30, announced the death of former RT journalist and correspondent Tommy Gorman, a Sligo native, your own part
indeed,
of the world, and he worked in your beat for a long time. How do you remember him?
Well, I remember Tommy. I met him first many, many years ago in the RTE studio out in Finestlin in Sligo. I think I was about 17 or 18 and I was down there on a course and wandering around. And we met Tommy outside and he brought a handful of us youngsters into the studio and chatted to us for a half an hour. He was, you know, a wonderful journalist. He was a man of immense integrity, both in his work in Europe and his work during the peace process as Northern Ireland correspondent. I think is something that will be remembered by all. And he'll certainly be missed by all of the people of Sligo, who he was a huge representative of. And, you know, he really held Sligo in his heart, and he was a huge supporter, of course, of Sligo Rovers as well. So, you know, he's someone that will be greatly missed, and we're all sad and disappointed to hear of his very early death. You know, he certainly wasn't an old man.
I think his
work that he'd done in regard to the whole cancer treatment and all of that and the journey that people go through is something that will also be remembered by people up and down the length and breadth of the country. And, you know, our condolences particularly to his family and close friends.
Yeah, indeed. When he heard my name, O'Hara, when I first met him, he knew there was a Sligo connection, and he wangled from me fairly quickly that my father was a Sligo man, so he'll certainly be sadly missed. Martin Kenny of Sinn Féin, thank you very much indeed.